There's a park near Monticello, Illinois. We call it Allerton, and its grounds, its mansion, its statues make it stunningly beautiful and interesting. There's some legal interest there as well. Allerton's owner adopted a son later in life. To quote from a history of Allerton, in 1922, Robert Allerton met a young architecture student, John Wyatt Gregg. They developed a father-son relationship. And years later, in 1959, after a change in the Illinois law, Robert Allerton adopted John Gregg. Do the math. John Gregg's adopted son was likely well into his 50s when Robert Allerton adopted him. They were both adults, way past the age of majority. And the same law in Illinois that allowed the Allerton-Gregg adoption remains today. An adult may be adopted as long as certain conditions are met, and if such adult has resided in the home of the persons intending to adopt him at any time for more than 2 years continuously preceding the commencement of an adoption proceeding. The law doesn't require that the adults have lived together if they're already related within a certain degree. When Illinois law changed, allowing Allerton to adopt Gregg, the state wasn't completely breaking new ground. Other jurisdictions had allowed adult adoption way before, as early as 1898, and like Illinois, continue to allow adult adoption today. But not all are as open about this kind of adoption. That's because adult adoption occurs for a number of reasons, and many times it's all about inheritance. Imagine that John and Jane will inherit their parents' fortune. John has no children, and Jane has two. John knows that when he dies, his share of the inheritance will go elsewhere, so he adopts a friend so that the friend can share in the riches as an adopted child. When the time comes, Jane sues. But in those states that allow adult adoptions, the adoption can hold and the inheritance may occur as the adoptive parent wished. As a court wrote in 1993, most recognize that adult adoptions for the purpose of creating inheritance rights are valid. But the decisions are all highly fact-dependent. One Illinois court, for example, refused to allow an adult adoption to defeat a settler's intentions, calling it an act of subterfuge. And when the request for an adult adoption is for a reason other than inheritance, courts are even more wary. The Rhode Island Supreme Court, for example, rejected a 30-year-old man's attempt to adopt his 20-year-old girlfriend. A court in New Jersey refused to allow an adult adoption when the adoption was designed to allow the adult to attend college without paying tuition as the child of a faculty member. And when the adoption request is one that will unite as a family a gay or lesbian couple, some courts refuse, while others follow their state's statute explicitly and ask no questions. So a recent headline about a couple of women from Michigan, woman 63 is adoptive child of 52-year-old, may be interesting because of the ages, the age difference, the gender. But visit Allerton and you'll learn, among other things, that adult adoption is as old as the trees. I'm Amy Guida.